Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sam Pitts Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big. The McRib is back. And you're listening to Hey Fam.
I love you, baby.
Yeah.
Coming at you live, roughly 14 kilometers. Oh, hang on. Let's find out. How far is Curzon Hall? I actually did this the other day.
You want a map? You're the son of the mask.
I always need to know.
How did you pick that? Huh? Did you actually do it from...
I don't know. No, I just have... You know how I know where North is?
Yeah, of
I've
course.
Now adjusted that to know where Curzon Hall is at any given time.
Curzon Hall, of course, the venue of the only scene from Son of the Mask worth watching 200 times in 1 year.
Yeah, people are complaining about NFTs generating a lot of electricity, like energy rather, to purchase or generate.
Every day... Or every couple of days, I'm like, I'm going to read an article that explains why NFTs use energy. And I get like three paragraphs in. I'm like, today's not that day.
Yeah, literally. I'm still trying to do that article for Bitcoin. Like, I just don't understand it. But I reckon you and I have definitely spent more energy, like the planet's resources, watching that scene.
Not even just watching it. The night that you spent like a whole hour... programming a light show
to play the music,
and then I got home.
And then you did the same thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna order the same bulb so I can do it.
The amount of energy we've spent on this is absolutely wild and out.
Some people might say, like, you know, the amount of energy we put in, it's not worth it. We're not gonna get any reward, but we actually did get rewarded.
Push came to shove, but you know, like NFTs, like, where do you stand on them? I mean,
I don't understand them, and I never will.
Yeah.
I refuse.
Well, you know,
to.
It's like you own a bit of digital something. Like, your signature is forever attributed.
Like, you can own a GIF.
Yeah. Imagine if for some reason the director put up that entire scene and you and I could buy it and actually be the rightful. Like, that is the
that
only
I
time
like.
That NFTs have worked for me. Imagine, like, there's a register or whatever, like a stock market, and like you can look at it and see who the owner is, and it's that is like your certificate of authentication.
Okay, break up that entire scene. What are, like, you can only buy,
yeah,
well,
10
seconds
of it.
I know. So
yeah.
Say you can buy 10 seconds
or
worth.
Or a line. Like, line, yeah. It has to be, it's so many.
I want Don't You Just Love Halloween.
I'd have
I need
to
that.
Be like,
maybe I'll have my other pants.
ID.
Well, so you could go like,
this is the part where we boogie.
Where did the wife
where did
put
the
that invitation?
Invitation?
That's pretty good.
Or maybe even just the foot coming out of the car.
Oh, God. That is a good one.
I'd love to own
and
that.
And the sproying. Yeah. Don't You Just Love Halloween?
I want to own that.
Yeah, okay. The music with the rights to...
You get everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon that's how they should teach NFTs. It's just like, you know, you're the... It is weird. I don't... At this point, and I'm known to flip-flop, or in our American audience, I'm known to thong song. But I am not really into the idea of them. They go against what, like, the internet was about, like, things.
Yeah, owning shit on the internet. The internet is for everybody.
Then someone explained it. They were like, it's like when you buy a photographer's print, but you can buy some of the prints that are signed by the photographer, and you don't need to because it's the same product, but it's like, you know, you know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, I still don't care.
Exactly.
But now I do when I'm like, oh, if I could own that Son of the Mask scene. It's the first time I've ever been into my... I thought of another company I want to invest in. You know, I said Domino's and Monster.
Man, I drove past the Domino's today and...
How did it smell?
It just... Well, I was in a car.
You can't eat in them either. They're literally like ghost... They're the original ghost kitchen.
It's so scary. They sell $3 pizzas now. Pizzas should not be $3,
Yeah, but they're not really pizzas. I mean, if you went back in time to Naples or whatever... Where are they from, pizza? Where were they invented?
Naples.
Yeah, if you went back to Naples and showed them what they're... Nothing. Calling a $3 pizza, that'd be like Mamma Mia, because it's not really, you know, they're like small, they're like muffins if anything. Like their large pizza now is not large, it's like their old small
pizza.
So
they have like a big, like, check out our new low prices, and it's like a mini pizza
it's
is
like
$3.
That big. It's like the size of a pancake.
A large is $5.
Pizza's on the rocks. And that's a nice collab.
An extra large is $7. And then they sell like these weird tubes of pastry with pepperoni or chocolate in them.
There was a chain... I think it was when I was in Indonesia or Malaysia, but it was called Kanitsa, and it was spelled as it sounds, and they sold cones.
How does it, like K-N-I-Z-Z-A?
C-O-N, like cone, Kanitsa.
Oh, Kanitsa, right.
And
sure.
It was a cone, conical shape, kind of like the crepes
I thought
you
it was
buy
like
in like Tokyo, where they're wrapped and you eat it like whole.
Yeah, okay, sure.
But it was a cone of crust and with your pizza filling. And it had, like,
oh, yeah, some... I remember. They tried to make that happen.
So I think that's what they're doing at Domino's.
Right, but
it's like a lesser version of that.
Yeah, right.
It's a lesser version. It's probably like a mass made.
$2.95 for two of those babies.
I mean, look, I'll try it for the pod. You forced me into it.
I mean, you would try it anyway.
I would. I almost had the Ninja Turtle Pizza Hut.
Oh, the turtle.
The Great Cum Turtle. Yeah. Pizza.
So you can get. Is it an Australian exclusive or is it a worldwide thing?
I don't know. I haven't done my. I'm a Domino's fan, but Pizza Hut. You know what? The Waterloo Pizza Hut is a dine-in one. So Noon and I are going next Tuesday.
Oh, great! And it's
$11 and all you can eat pizza.
That's fucking $9.94.
I know. Do you want to come?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah,
I'm good. Don't laugh. It's fine.
I like the idea of it, but
no, I just
want
to go check it out. I'm doing it for the pod. I'm like Louis Theroux. Like, I'm actually out here doing stuff for the pod, for so content.
You can get like just like green spoof spurted all
it's
over.
Ranch.
Is it ranch?
Yeah, they call it mutagen.
I thought it was
ranch.
At least green cheese. Like green cheese
well,
flavored sauce.
It's a bad
sauce.
Thing. You don't want green cheese. I think in your head... Green cheese is slightly
Why
worse.
Is green ranch any better?
Because it's like, you know, like ranchicle or something like that. You could really turn it to a Ninja Turtles. Ranch AL. I would call it
Ranch
AL.
Okay. All
right. It's funny because I'm going to quiz you right now. No, I'm not. I'm going to BuzzFeed quiz you, which isn't a real quiz.
To find out which Ninja Turtles.
Well, each Ninja Turtle has their own pizza.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to read out the pizzas and I want you to guess which Ninja Turtle is the... The inspiration, I think, is the best word to say.
Yep.
Now, I know there's that window there, so I'm going to go over here.
Don't worry. I'm not looking in the reflection.
So, what they offer right now is it's limited time only, three pizzas and three sides, $36.95 delivered, $33.95 pickup. You're getting that delivered because that $3 premium is like you're going to have to find a park. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to time it. You're going to have to go in. Though there is nothing quite like the smell of a pizza.
They have to ask you for ID.
Where did my wife put it? Do you remember the gingerbread cookies from Pizza Hut? Those ones that were shaped like the man and they had like frosting and the hundreds and thousands. They were so good.
that's just an aside. That has nothing.
I've been having a lot of nostalgia for Pizza Hut recently.
I thought you were going to... Because you've been cheating on them with Domino's for 3 years
well,
now.
They went away. It's kind of on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So there's going to be a spanner in the works. There's a fifth pizza. And as we know, there are only four turtles. So you're going to have to guess.
Is one of them like Shredder or April?
Well, no,
you're
going to have to guess.
Okay.
All right. So the first flavor I'm letting you know about is the Mutagen Hawaiian, which is a tropical Hawaiian covered in mutagen ranch, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle favorite. Disclaimer, mutagen ranch, actually not toxic. It's literally something. So there's Mutagen Hawaiian. Do you have any ballparks now?
Who would be Hawaiian? Mikey. Mikey's
you got
Hawaiian.
It. Bam.
Great. Okay, great.
So that means there's only four left.
Yeah, because I pictured a Ninja Turtle in a Hawaiian shirt. And I'm pretty sure you could buy a Michelangelo action figure.
It was like
Flame
Beach. I remember that. He had like a hat with a Hawaiian shirt. Yeah.
Yep.
So this is another flavor. Mutagen Super Supreme. It is a unifying, the word unifying, and Super Supreme covered in Mutagen Ranch. So someone who unifies.
So Leonardo.
I'm gonna give you a hint. This isn't one of the turtles. This is one of the Master Splinter. Yeah. So it's Master Splinter's Super Supreme.
Super Supreme.
Super Supreme. this is a barbecue,
this
fiery
is so lazy.
Barbecue meat lovers.
These aren't different. They just have green on them.
No, but like Michelangelo is the Hawaiian one. But also, like, if you're following the 89 cartoon, remember they used to get like insane shit on their pizzas, like peanut butter.
That's what I mean. Why aren't they doing that?
I know they really should be. I lucked out.
One of the pizzas should have machines on it.
What I still think is maybe the worst pizza flavor, and I do think Australia is responsible for it. The barbecue meat lovers.
Yep.
It's a fiery barbecue meat lovers. And who's that?
Doesn't have any... Raph.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You got it?
He's cool but rude.
A laid back cheese lovers is a cheese lovers, which is literally cheese with ranch on top.
Was that, I guess, Donatello?
Yeah, which I would never call laid back.
I mean, I guess in the scheme of things, he's just happy, you know.
He's happy to be there.
Yeah.
Which leaves a classic pepperoni lovers is Leo.
So it's just classic. That's his personality type.
Yeah. It's funny too because they're using, on close inspection, they're using the 89 Ninja Turtles.
Right.
Graphics. They're not using the stupid new one on Nickelodeon.
Well, I think, I remember my favorite ever toys that are non-Happy Meal, like fast food toys, were the Ninja Turtles toys around 1991 that you got at Pizza Hut. And the most iconic...
Where were they?
The most iconic one was, it was Michelangelo, a toothbrush holder.
Oh, you put it through the mouth.
Yeah, and you put he holds your toothbrush in his mouth.
I thought that
mouth.
Was Raph.
Maybe it was Raph.
Let me check that. Yeah. Pizza Hut... Ninja Turtle toys.
Yeah, and like they were so good. One of them was like this awesome sliding Leonardo one, and you like slid the little piece. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I had the badge. It was a badge. It said Leonardo on it. These. I had them all.
Oh, man. So, what have we got? We've got...
At first degree ninja, Leonardo.
I'm getting confused. There must have been two waves.
So, that was a badge. These were things that stuck on the wall or cars.
They were like suction cap things. Yeah, but they're really well made. Very cool. I want to find the toothbrush holder one.
Me too.
Because it was like the most goofy looking.
Was that one? No, it wasn't, was it?
Nah. Oh,
but I had all of them.
Oh, there was a shredder badge and it says POW on the front and you open it up and it shredders.
Oh, I had that. Yeah.
You had it everything. You
dude,
child.
It was Raph.
You found it.
It was Raph because I had it.
So you put your toothbrush in his mouth?
Yeah, and it always fell out because it was like stupid. And that one, the Heroes in the Half Show one, they all came out. Shit, I had all of these.
We should try and buy these.
Oh, I had that too. It was like a surf.
The Sewer Surfer Ninja. I think I only had a Raph and a Mikey action figure.
Shit. My parents obviously love me more.
Well, my parents, you know, just had to spread the love around across three.
Yeah, I guess they were like splinters in a way. And
yeah.
You were. Who were you, Mikey?
Raph? I guess I'm Raph.
Oh, okay. Fiery?
Yeah.
Were you a fiery you?
No, I was pretty chilled. But I was rude. I was definitely rude.
Rude. I was Mikey.
Right,
I was chill animal. As hell. I was a party animal. I was like the epitome of a Hawaiian.
We hit teenager. I'm absolutely a Mikey.
Yeah,
the party animal
for real.
You become a Donatello.
Do I just laid back
doing machines, watching machines? Evangelion.
I guess that's exactly what he does. I you know what? This is the children are wrong, but that I don't like the looks of that new Ninja Turtles. Where like Raph is the leader.
I mean, they've got to change it up. They've done so many iterations.
They should just
it.
Keep doing the 89 one.
Go back and watch that. It's not very good.
No, I don't care. They should just keep doing it for me so I can be right. But they're obviously aiming these pizzas at adults because they're using the 89. Oh, wow. This is sick. Look at that. Do you remember?
Cowabunga, get our Radical debut audio cassette, official concert tour guide, and autograph poster for $3.99 with any excellent pizza purchase.
That's sick. Oh, man. That would be on...
I can't remember. What would that sound like? Like, what, you reckon it's better or worse than Do the
Well,
Bar
you
Man?
Ask now. There's an article, the Coming Out of Their Shells tour. I think we've spoken about it.
Oh,
I used to have it.
That amazing video that's been set to 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, that's where that came
lick
from.
Lick my butt.
Lick my butt. Suck my nuts. Yeah, and they're just like rapping.
Lick my butt.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. In the movie, they ate Domino's.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that because I was like, what the fuck's Domino's? That 89 movie, man. I'm going to watch it between now and next week's episode.
I remember just like Raph's voice was always so off-putting
come on,
to me. Yeah, exactly.
He's like a real the last thing Jim Henson worked on.
He was like my favorite Ninja Turtle.
Was Jim Henson?
Yeah, Jim Henson.
100%. Take a knee for Jim Henson.
But no, Raphael's voice in the movie, I was just like, oh,
hey,
fuck.
Mikey.
This sucks. No, I don't like him anymore.
Oh, really?
And he's like the main character in the movie too.
Well, he's the troubled youth.
Yeah, yeah.
And you also got Sam Rockwell.
Selling yep,
Six. Yeah. Danny. I'm just saying what it's on. They're doing another movie, I think, right? They're rebooting it again.
I really like the... I feel like I say this every time I bring up Ninja Turtles.
The animated one.
The CG animated Ninja Turtle movie from like 2005.
Yeah.
that Chris Evans is in. I think it's like I remember seeing. I haven't seen it since 2001, whenever it came out, but I really liked it at the time.
2006 or seven.
Yeah,
just called TMNT, and it was kind of a sequel to the third one, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
They changed the designs and like voices of them in between every movie. I remember.
I need to watch the.
It was Corey Haim, one of them. No, Corey Feldman was one of them.
He's in the first one, isn't he? Oh no, he's in like. Oh yeah,
I think he's Donatello.
Do you want to see TMNT cast?
No, I don't want to see that. I want to see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cast because TMNT is the 3D animation.
What if I do Corey
Feldman? We've spoken about it before. Like, this is not new territory because I just had flashback. But what an insane series that's just like lost its. Like,
who was that?
That was Archie. He came out and then ran away.
Archie, you good? Oh, good night, man.
Good night, Archie. Stay cool.
We're talking about grown-up stuff. Ninja Turtles, pizza, toys. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah, but if you have $5, we'll let you listen.
Do you want to say good night to everybody?
But good night.
Have a good sleep. See you tomorrow.
Oh, shit. We got Sachi's another.
It's Archie's last day of school tomorrow. Okay.
Is it? Did you get kicked out of school? Yeah. What did you do?
He's graduating.
Are you graduating?
No. It's the last day of school for the term.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Okay, go to sleep. Good night, Tilly. You want to say good night too?
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, my friend.
Okay, all kids going to bed.
See you later.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Run, go to bed. Good night, love you. Good night. Go to sleep.
I respect you.
Kiss from me or Angus? Love you. Night, night. It was me, everyone.
That was everyone for those listening and... worried.
Corey Feldman in the 1990 Ninja Turtles movie was...
Who's Donatello?
I don't even know. Doesn't come up. Maybe it was maybe Corey Haim. Oh, wait. I just typed... I'm an idiot. Yeah, I just searched Corey Feldman.
You really did.
No, Corey Feldman Ninja Turtles. He was Donatello.
Yeah, I knew that.
Man, 5 minutes someone has been like, he was fucking Donatello.
No, they're like, Angus is right.
Oh, good. Because I said that. Angus is right.
Angus was right. Hashtag Thanos was right.
Restore the Angus cut.
Yeah, it's just such a bizarre series. Like,
remember so I just reading? Thought of someone, imagine like someone that got circumcised as a kid that has now been radicalized by the Snyderverse and then like using the hashtag restore like me going to my parents, restore the Levin's cut.
Yeah, restore
give me back my foreskin.
Restore the rabbi cut. What a stupid series, Ninja Turtles, just like in terms of, it's like how not to lose a creator-owned series or something.
But aren't all things that have existed that long like that? Like
no, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is still creator-owned.
Yeah, but one, yeah, okay,
sure. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think...
But I mean, like, they sold it or there was a falling out and then, like, Archie Comics were doing a series parallel to the... who were they with? Not Dark Horse. It was just, like, independent, right? Mirage?
No. I can't remember. Yeah.
And then there was the movies and it was just, like, behemoth. It's something that wouldn't really happen now because of, like, how obsessed IPs are with...
Totally, yeah.
Like, interconnectivity. And it's so interesting to think, like, back then... You know what? Maybe DC's like, that's what they're doing now. They're like, look, Ninja Turtles had like 9 versions at once at one point. There was like the live action series. There was like the animated series. There was the live action movies. The comic books.
There was the live show.
There was the live show. There was coming out of their shells tour.
Yep.
But now it's like, you know.
Now it's
music. Now you have a story group who like steers that.
That is so funny how they're using the 1989.
I know. That means it's animated. You know what? It means it's aimed at you and I. Like, well, our it's
clearly working on you.
It's working on me. I was almost going to eat it last night on the way to Godzilla vs. Kong, but the dine-in Pizza Hut was not on the way to where I saw the film.
So let's go through everything that we actually want to try and talk about tonight.
Oh, let's know, because we'll disappoint someone.
It's an avalanche of news. Let's not just tease, because even if we don't,
I want to do 2 hours on Avatar solving the Palestine-Israeli conflict, which
okay.
I think...
Okay, we'll factor that in. Okay.
Yeah.
Could be a long episode.
We're going to have to play that cut later.
That's brilliant.
Restore the
all right, so on,
restore
on,
the Middle East.
On the movie front, Angus has seen Godzilla vs. Kong.
Yeah. I went to the cinema. A stranger sat next to me. It was like old times.
Did you see it at 40X? In 40X?
No, I asked Noon if he wanted to and he said no.
What the fuck?
I think he got like sick.
he probably got sick because he ate 3 Domino's pizzas while he was watching it.
Yeah, no, I think he was sick with jealousy because I had that Evangelion Unit 2 sitting next to me the whole time great. That I just won.
I saw...
Would you call that winning? I paid for it, but I won.
Yeah, you won. Absolutely won it. Okay. You were the one who said it wasn't, though, when I described what Ichiban Kuji was.
So yeah, but like, I know I'm just getting clarification.
Okay, great.
It's
absolutely winning.
I famously played Animal Crossing. I'm never buying another one, though.
You will.
No, I just...
You and me will be in Japan.
I've never
one
gambled
day,
before.
And
I've
I will
never,
make you spend so much money.
And I'm just
so
like,
well,
once I've won...
It's not gambling.
It absolutely... It is. It is, like, no, by its very definition.
It's fun gambling.
Would, no, yeah.
Because you're guaranteed at least a like,
shit prize.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I've got...
Pokies don't guarantee you at least a shit, like a fucking
no, but also
towel
like I had a taste of
Shinji's
I drank from the sun.
It?
No, it's a towel with Shinji's cum on it. That would
oh,
be the top prize
be amazing.
From
he's
the
like,
movie.
Hand. Yeah,
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 yeah. Someone asked me recently, the they're like, oh, I can't wait to see the like the movie. They haven't watched it before. They're like, it's funny that there's that meme and they've like added semen to his hand. And I'm like, no, that's...
yeah, that's...
that, and they're like, that's even better. I really can't wait to watch it now. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's literally his cum. It's the opening scene to the movie. He wanks over a comatose friend. And it's like, wow.
So you've seen Godzilla versus Kong. I saw the new Bob Odenkirk movie, Nobody.
Oh, yeah. I also saw Peter Rabbit too.
Oh, wow.
I've been to the movies twice this week. I mean, shout out to Will, who Will, in the foyer of the film came up to me before the movie started and I introduced him. Someone is like, oh, this is Will who did the Hey Fam. And it was like, we all, just, all three of us are going,
yeah, great.
So
he was
10 a.m. at Norton Street, just all going, no, 9:30
Our friend Will is an animator who worked on both Peter Rabbit movies. He actually is.
He's the voice of the rooster.
He steals this. I haven't seen the second one, but he steals all the scenes that he's in the first one. He's a rooster.
He's great in this one.
But obviously pales in comparison to the work he did for Hey Fam, which was creating the Son of the Mask joins the Avengers endgame battle.
The first thing you put on a showreel.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you're going
yeah,
for
yeah.
a job. You're like, well,
people love to see that character.
Yeah.
You know, interacting with other, you know, the universe is a taste of what we
couldn't have. I
can't stop
thinking about it still. It's been months now.
So I saw Nobody, the new Bob Odenkirk movie written by John Wick guy. My friend Mike, who was up from Melbourne.
Will made it.
That's right. We watched all of Mr.
Mike
Show
Will
together.
Made it up from Melbourne to watch Nobody. Was it a press screening thing?
Yeah, yeah. Alexi was there. He's out with us and Mitch from The Mitchin.
Was it good?
It's really fun. It's like, it's in one way, it's more grounded than John Wick because it doesn't do as much like crazy world building stuff. And
is he thinking he's back? Do you think?
At no point does he say that.
Damn.
But it's more comedic and it's a bit more like, it's a bit less believable in parts. Definitely a lot of lines are played for laughs. Do you know about the full cast? Do you know who else is in it? So I didn't either. Without spoiling it, because I think you should see it. It's really
fun.
I want
to see it.
This has the most unlikely trio of action heroes together for the final battle. I had no idea these
Chevy
guys were going to be in it.
Stephen Hawking.
Honestly, you're not far off.
Oh, wow. Bill Murray?
No, it's crazy.
Dan Aykroyd.
No.
Harold Ramis.
You are in the pretty right ballpark.
Adam Sandler.
No, he's older.
Steve Martin.
Okay. All right. You'll get it.
Robin Williams.
And no one. If you don't know already, surprise yourself. Don't go into it blind. It's a very fun action movie.
Yeah.
Bob Odenkirk is sick in the.
Man, I was just how good is it that Bob Odenkirk's had like the fucking sickest career?
Well, because that's the thing.
The last like 20 years of his.
My
life.
Friend Mike Will made it. Who came up from Melbourne?
Yeah.
Who made it up from Melbourne? He
Mike
and
Will
I grew up
from
grew up watching Mr. Show. Like that's why I was like, oh, you should come, man. We love Bob Odenkirk. But like, we suffered through so many bullshit comedies that built Bob Odenkirk had made in the 2000s.
Oh,
like,
what's the famous one, the post Mr. Show movie they made?
Run, Ronnie, Run.
Oh,
I think is okay.
Yeah.
Like it's actually, that's better than all the movies he made as director. I want to tell you all the movies that he made in like the 2000s. They're so fucking bad.
I just look at Bob Odenkirk and I start laughing. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I
always
see him like
yeah.
as a character. I mean, I don't really. It was like a metaphor.
But he did. It wasn't until he, because he's the reason we got Tim and Eric.
Yeah, he's the guy that greenlit.
So
gave him money.
And I think like everyone credits Breaking Bad as being like the big part with
Tim
the moment. But I think him finding Tim and Eric
totally.
And getting their career and realigning his comedy.
Well, he did Tongo
with
to the Mayor with them first.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and he was like, these guys are funny. They sent tapes out to 10 people. I remember, VHS, and it was like people they respected. There was Pee Wee Herman.
Yep.
Conan O'Brien, Bob Odenkirk. They were like, here are the people who we really like, and he was the only guy that was like, yeah.
So he did a bunch of comedies in like the early 2000s. He did Let's Go to Prison, which was a movie written by the guys who did Reno 911 with Will Arnett, Dax Shepard in it.
I mean, you get that cast. I'm giving you all my money.
I know. That's why I was so excited. And every time you're getting so disappointed by these movies. The Brothers Solomon with Will Forte and Will Arnett. It's such a shocking movie.
I haven't seen it.
I think both of these have like less than 15% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of other ones around that time, but he actually like directed them.
We should watch those.
I remember being so. I'm sure like
I saw him in like Little Women last year.
I think Let's Go to Prison like has like a weird charm about it. But yeah, like Brother Solomon is a very unlikable movie.
He wears, I've noticed he wears hats now. That's nice. He's got
that. That was in 2013.
Come yeah, on, bro. I mean, 8 years ago, he was obviously into hats.
Nice. but yeah, like the glow up, like the, you know, post break.
Compared to him and David.
Yeah, David is just... I guess he peaked for the rest of development. Oh, fucking RIP Jessica Walters.
Oh, yeah. True queen.
I think best character in Arrested Development. And like, I love that it just continued, I think, that character in Archer as well. Malibu top Archer three. Is pretty much, yeah.
Jove, I'm still such a sucker for.
Okay, Will Arnett's like, best role.
Yeah, Will Arnett's best role. Then and also,
Michael Cera. His three best roles are Arrested Development. I really like his Lego Batman. I think he's one of the great
Batmans. Yeah, he's one of the best Batmans.
And then I also love his character in Hot Rod.
You know who else?
Babe, wait!
I love him. I've been rewatching recently 30 Rock.
Who's he in that?
He plays he plays a gay...
On again, off again. Oh, right.
He's like this gay guy who hides being gay and he's always like trying to fuck Kenneth. And like he's trying to go for like Jack Donaghy's role. And he's like, I'll be a diversity hire because I'm gay. And they like always send Kenneth over to like tempt him like a geisha and like distract him from attending meetings.
I think I remember that, yeah.
And he wears like really tiny... he invites him over and like wears tiny little like... He's like gay Job. He's like disgusting and coming onto him, but it's just
there's
like
there's a great Human Giant sketch where they trick Will Arnett
thinking it's the best one.
One of them is an Olsen twin.
Yeah,
by just like, putting a mask.
I'm gonna live forever.
And then it's like he dies in a fisting accident or something like that.
Yeah, it's him. Yeah, and he's like fucking. That's one of the best. I'm gonna live forever is like one of the best.
Yeah,
last lines of a sketch ever.
But anyway, Nobody very fun and cool. I like that. Like he's
Nobody's having so a bad good. Time watching Nobody.
There's it does that stupid Edgar Wright thing where the movie keeps ending. Like it's like 5 months later,
right?
Blah blah blah. Then there's a post credit. Like it's
but no,
like,
no. I were chatting how shit and how sick we are of the. And I hope it. I think it stopped, but it was really big like 10 years ago. Though you watch an episode, Breaking Bad like did this way too often, and you would see like Jesse hold a gun. He's like, "I'm sorry, Mr. White. It's the way it has to be." And then you hear the trigger, and then it goes to black and says like 72 hours earlier. And then in the end, you're waiting to see what happened, and he's like, "Here, let me." Squirt your face down. This is a water gun.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You're hot. And it's like, that was such a device that has been used so often in so many fucking like TV shows.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. It's such a like cheap way of like hooking someone in. Breaking Bad's great, by the way. I wasn't a dig of Breaking Bad, but I'm like, that is a trend of storytelling. Battlestar Galactica actually does it quite a bit, but yeah.
Oh, ending like making Mr. White a punchline, always funny to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. I think the character of Jesse is such a fun one to riff on.
Oh, it's so funny. He's just like what a 50-plus-year-old guy thought like a 19-year-old was like. But it's like when he went to school, maybe that's what they were like.
Yeah. When he was like 12, maybe that's what 19-year-olds were like. Yeah.
That's why it's so funny. I remember like, I think I've said it, watching American Pie and just being like now realizing as an adult that all the people that wrote that were like Jewish men in their 40s. Speaking about like wanking, it's just like really funny when you think about that. Maybe it's not funny. It's funny to me.
Maybe it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's it for movies. We'll get into. I want to hear.
I haven't spoken about Kong vs. Godzilla.
Yeah, no, but I want to say what else we're going to talk about. And we ended up talking about.
I don't want to make a promise.
But I want you to. I don't know if you know. So I know you've been playing Yakuza 7 Like a Dragon.
Is it 7? No, it's just Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Yeah, whatever it is. But it's a 7th Yakuza game.
Or yeah, but it's like Rogue One was the 8th Star Wars movie, but we don't call that episode 8.
I bet if I Google Yakuza 7, it comes
up. Yeah, but it's like in Japan, they call it Son of Mask Mask 2. You know, like they're big with numbers.
Okay, you're right. It's called Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Yeah, I know I'm right.
Angus was right, everyone.
You're being very wrong at the start of this episode. I'll say that much.
But do you know what game I'm completely fucking hooked on?
Give me a hint.
It's a game. It's a sequel to a game that you've...
Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
You bought and then returned.
Monster Hunter Rise.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I was randomly sent...
I saw it on eBay.
I was randomly sent a code.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, okay, I guess I'll see what this is all about.
It's and, a cat.
Yeah, so a friend of ours in the Patreon, Connor and Denim, they were like, oh, I bet you won't even get past the tutorial. And there was a moment where I was going to let them win because the tutorial is...
So you're playing this out of spite?
No, I'm just like, I feel like I've since like One Piece, I've been like, okay, this thing that's enormous is enormous for a reason and I want to find out why. Like that Monster Hunter World sold like the first few Monster Hunter games, like the most they ever sold was like 3-4 million, which is still good, but whatever. But then the Monster Hunter World sold like 13, maybe
the one on PS4.
Yeah, 11 yeah. million copies or something like that.
I remember going to Japan and just seeing like people from like 16 to in their 70s on trains with that heinous thing they built so you could play it on a 3DS.
Yeah, that's right. That weird.
Just everyone sitting on a train playing with it, and then they were like, oh, we better make a new 3DS.
But is Monster Hunter Worlds, is that what it's called? Monster Hunter World? Was that set in feudal Japan?
I don't know. It's just like an island with... I don't know. I really don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
Right. Well, Rise is feudal Japan. The theming is so good. It also like... It looks really, really good. Like it's
really?
Maybe the best looking... Or maybe the hub world and the cutscenes, some of the best looking I've ever seen on the Switch.
Oh, sick.
The levels themselves are really cool. There's heaps of verticality.
Verticality.
Like it's not just like a flat thing. You have this thing that allows you to climb up like it's really fun. But there's also like really low load times. Like I don't know what normally it's like, you know, when we play like Breath of the Wild or Mario Odyssey, you're like, oh, Nintendo are the only ones that know how to push their hardware. It really feels like
Capcom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Capcom, like my mind, like when I think Capcom, I think like Mega Man, Street Fighter 2. Yeah, totally. But mostly Mega Man. But there's so many massive franchises now that Capcom do that I don't. I've never played a Resident Evil game. Never played a Monster Hunter game. And these are Monster Hunters made using the recent Resident Evil engine. So it's the same engine.
Eight.
Yeah, I guess so.
The first person one.
Oh, no, it's like just the same engine. Like, you know, you know how like the.
Yeah.
And
how far in are you?
Like 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, tight.
It's really good. Like you just like, it's just about going hunting.
Oh yeah, I know.
You hunt a bunch of little monsters, then you turn all the little monsters into parts to make your armor better. Then you take on big monsters and you take requests from villagers. It's like, you know, it's busy work, but it's really fun. It's like Japanese as hell. Which is very appealing.
Yakuza, like a dragon, is perhaps more Japanese.
Yeah, so because I'm reading JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, that the parallels between JoJo and Yakuza, I think
it's so funny.
I should be playing that too. You may be very like,
it's so good,
rethinking
man.
My decision.
It's so funny. It's just a funny ass game. I'm at a bit that the lead character's obsessed with Dragon Quest.
Right.
He keeps
talking about
RPGs and like pulled a baseball bat out of the ground recently and was just like, that's his sword. And he keeps speaking about like grinding and stuff. And there's like a Professor Oak character in it, and like there's like weird people, there's degenerates you have to like collect, like Pokemon. It's like insane.
So there's a company in Japan called Mark
Fleshlight
Limited.
Oh no, Mark Unlimited.
I don't know what they do. I'll find out in a minute. But when the game came out, he gave like, it's an official holiday for That's his sick. Entire staff, because he and the entire staff wanted to play.
That's wild.
Wanted to play Monster Hunter. I don't know what they make.
They probably make
Fleshlights.
What? Yeah, that's sick. That's good to know.
I don't know.
What's it look like? Could fire up a trailer or some shit, please, for me.
How far did you get into the first Monster Hunter?
I played it for like 6 hours, and then some of the hunts. Well, maybe no. I played for like 10 hours, and some of the hunts got like over the hour mark.
Right. Yeah.
You're just
totally.
Like chasing and swinging and chasing and swinging.
And then
you're kind of like, I'm actually done having fun.
Grind your weapon against a whetstone, all that kind of stuff.
It was fine. Like, I can see why people like it, but it just wasn't for me at that time.
So yeah, and you can ride your giant dog. Oh yeah, so I'm playing as a lady, I named my Palico, that weird cat. Yeah. So you have a giant cat. I named my cat Cookie. I named my giant dog Guy Fieri.
That's nice.
And then you also have like an owl, and I named my owl ID.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, the setting is super fun. I'm having like a great time with it. It's like all I can think about as well.
Oh, wow,
it's
really?
Like fully consuming me. I had so much work to do this week, and I have barely done any of it because of Monster Hunter Rise.
It's really getting a rise out of you.
I don't know.
The one I played wasn't like this.
But like, yeah.
Is it it's a Switch exclusive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be coming to PC next year.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so you just fight these like big monsters.
Will sell like mental, especially in Japan.
Yeah, but I kind of like the appeal of that game. I remember always being like, it was a game that you play on the go.
Yeah,
which is crazy because
it was a 3DS game, a PS.
But it's also like a big multiplayer game, so I guess
who knows? They probably had like
much better
crazy
mobile
internet and shit.
I just remember, I remember being on the subway and everyone playing Monster
That's
Hunter.
That's what I remember, yeah.
Because it was big on PSP and it was big on 3DS. So yeah. I don't know. It's fucking cool.
Yeah. They turn into like charred meat and stuff, right?
Yeah, and then you eat the meat and that gives you better stamina. I know, it's a bunch of insane systems. Like, the tutorial was so bonkers.
Yeah, it's
confusing. It's just telling you that, like, so many things to do.
Yeah.
And, like, I only, you know, Japanese games are capable of doing that, I think. Like, there's every button does 10 different actions depending on another button you hold it down at the same time. Yeah.
Coming March. There you go. It came out. You got it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I like it a lot.
Do you think the rumors are true about that Switch Pro that we hear about every month? This one's seeming more and more real with, like, the chip locked in and the brand, the company who's making the OLED screens. Like, everyone is basically...
Well, I got an ad on Facebook today from Nintendo.
With Andrew Stockdale.
the dude from Wolf Mother. That is such a stupid waste of money.
Yeah,
Nintendo of Australia paid the lead singer of Wolf Mother, who no one cares about anymore.
Brother.
Yeah, the winner of the first ever Australian Idol's brother.
Who won last year's version of that show now.
Oh, okay, right.
And which is insane. Like, imagine like Christmas with that family and, like, you know, everyone loves Guy, but then you're the younger brother who... just did what he did that, like, no one cares about.
Also, a week before COVID hit, Guy Sebastian was in...
Byron?
No, he was...
He was in Wuhan.
He was in Wuhan. Like, food. And so, if you go back on his Instagram feed,
He's probably deleted it.
He was like, oh...
I went viral with a tweet about it because it said, like, the same day. It was, like, the same day his photo was taken was the day it, like, got out of Wuhan.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, I ate some really, yeah, really, he's like, crazy, I ate some really things.
Interesting things. Can't wait to tell you all about it or show you all. And then it's like, damn. Our man's out here really smashing bat and pangolin.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, they paid these two, like, people who have nothing to do with video games.
And you can tell they hate each other.
And they're playing Mario.
Mario 2? Super Mario Brothers 2?
Yeah. Very weird.
It's like a 30-second ad.
And then, like, Andrew Stockdale has a similar play style to...
Archie?
Jumps off the edge. Jamie Kennedy's character in Son of the
Mask.
Oh,
yeah, he played that claw grip.
Yeah, the claw grip.
Maybe he's just a full Souls-like freak.
But, yeah, I got an ad. I screenshot it today. Because today is the day that all the Mario content is not available anymore. So if you're listening to this, get the Mario 3D All-Stars collection.
Maybe it's too late.
And then Mario 35, you've got like 2 hours longer to play it.
That's so funny.
But yeah, from Nintendo, thank you to everyone who joined us in commemorating the 35th anniversary of Super Mario Brothers. We hope you continue to power up and enjoy Mario and Friends adventures.
Imagine if, like, you saved all year, you're like a kid and you're like, oh, finally I've saved my like $2 a week pocket money. And I can finally buy a Super Mario All-Stars 3D or whatever, and it's just gone. Like, it's so rude.
Very, very
it's
weird.
It's the dumbest shit ever.
I hope they, like tomorrow is when they should announce, like, their next future plan. I don't know. It's weird.
It's not going to happen because it makes sense.
They're fucking so annoying. Yeah.
They're fucking idiots.
But, yeah, the Switch...
The Switch Pro is coming out. They're fine.
I mean, they're fine if they don't release the Switch Pro.
Yeah, but it's...
They've got another, like, this, like you said, Monster Hunter Rise.
I don't want to believe it, like, so much, but it's just, like, everyone, every manufacturer and, like, people from these, like, places that build them are like, yeah, this is it. Because before it was always heavily rumored, but now it's gone that extra step where it's like, this is what's happening. But they've got, like the screen size, they've got the screen technology.
Yeah, so it's like, would you buy a Switch if it had just had an OLED? If it wasn't necessarily more powerful, but the graphics card was better, so it was 4K on your TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was an OLED screen, yeah.
100%. That's what the card does. It, like, upscales games to 4K.
Do you think they're going to reduce the price of the regular Switch, or they're just going to make this new one more expensive?
Oh, I don't think they will, actually. I think, yeah, they'll make the new one more expensive. The new one will be, like, $600.
Fuck.
I guess. It will be. That's my guess. Barely redesigned. Maybe redesigned. Maybe incorporating some of the Switch Lite shit.
But isn't, like, PlayStation 5 now, like, the biggest thing that's going to face, like, more scarcity for units in the future is the... inability to get transistors. Like, isn't there, like, a big transistor shortage in the world now? And, like, delaying iPhone, PlayStation 5, and Xbox,
because of COVID?
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know if Nintendo uses transistors. Maybe they're still using, like, cartridges. Game Boy camera parts or some shit. Wasn't there something that they worked out that, like, they were still using Wii U parts for?
Which probably, like, the main CPU.
You know, it was... I think it was Labo parts.
Oh, wow.
So they were using, like, a bunch of stuff from Wii U. I think it was
That's so funny. Yeah. Nintendo, you crazy diamonds. And I saw they're working with, is it Niantic?
To build a Pikmin game.
So you can go outside
Pikmin
and
in the real life, real
pick
world.
Pikmin or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know if that's
going to
be
Miyamoto's, like, last thing he's been working on for 8 years.
But I like the conspiracy that, you know, because I think that Nintendo orchestrated COVID so that Animal Crossing could be the biggest selling game of last year. And I think them announcing a game where you walk around outside and try and
keep
find Pikmin.
Spreading. Keep COVID
spreading.
No,
that's them about to say it's about to be over.
No, that's them spreading it.
Oh, really?
They're going to arrange like super spreader meetups and stuff. And
I don't
like,
think
there's
Pikmin,
a red Pikmin
I don't
here.
Think Pikmin is that popular.
It's not.
That would be so funny if this is what made Pikmin popular.
Yeah. Pokemon Go is still so popular.
Yeah. It's funny that, yeah, because they've tried to make a Ghostbusters
Oh, yeah,
Pokemon
they've tried
game.
To make a Harry Potter one.
Harry Potter one, yeah. I feel like there have been other ones too, but
none of them last. It's always Pokemon.
Pokemon Go still has, like,
people, I see
of
people
players.
Walking around with, like, two phones still. Like, one's their Pokemon Go phone.
Oh, I love that. There wasn't that dude in, like, Hong Kong who,
yeah,
like,
he has, like, 40.
20 phones attached to him, and he, like...
So good.
Does he do it for other people?
I reckon you pay him to do it, yeah. That's a dream job, to be honest. It's like better than dog walking. You have to like pick up shit. You don't have to do whatever. You can read people's messages.
You just get like just 20 times whatever radiation waves.
You can sext on behalf of them. They'll probably be like, shit, if my girlfriend texts, can you say...
You can only sext about Pokemon.
Yeah. You're like, my Charmander is about to evolve into a Charizard. If you catch my D.
Yeah.
And then just like keep them hanging, dog.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Also, we've got to talk about that Star Wars, the casting. Like, it's been a bonkers week, man.
It's been like
Invincible.
Vintage.
Invincible started on
Amazon.
Yeah, it's
been like
Amazon.
Pre-COVID, hey fam.
Speaking of crazy casts, do you know the extent of the Invincible cast?
I know like J.K. Simmons is in it.
It is like, they must have spent 50% of the budget on voice cast because there's a lot of very slow moments
voices.
In the animation. Look, it's
made I saw the animation. It looks shit.
Some of it's really good. The gore,
I mean,
the gore
good.
Is great.
The
visceral
show, the
gore
comic's great,
good,
but I saw that the animation, I was like, well, this reminds me of like
the DC
Flash.
Animated movies. Yes. Yeah. So it's the same. Oh, as in not the Flash.
No,
it's Flash.
Like Flash.
It animation. Looks like the DC animated movies, and it's the same studios that did some of them. So it's like fake anime. So it's like very like stilted in
who
parts.
Who else is a voice in it?
So Walton Goggins,
King,
Gillian Jacobs, Jason Mantzoukas, Seth Rogen, he's one of the guys working on it. Stephen Ewan, who is he's the main dude. He's a great job. Sandra Oh.
Yeah, everyone's like A-list.
It's crazy, and like because it's on Prime, you can pause during an episode.
Oh, and it gives you like
it just tells you who's on screen.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, who's that? And like, oh fucking hell, it's this person. It's yeah. That's John Hamm plays a character at the beginning of every episode. He's just some random
God, I love
bystander.
John Hamm.
Everyone loves the Hamm Man.
Hamm Man is gorgeous. He is so underrated, I think, as an actor as well.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I think he's like such a good actor.
He never had he had Mad Men,
but he kind of picked up. After Gandolfinian, like, won the award every year for, like, best actor.
But what else... What has he done, though? That's,
I don't know.
He has no leading role? It's shit, does he?
I think he's been offered, I guarantee
right.
it. And I reckon he's like, no.
No, I want
to I reckon he was definitely offered a cape film from either side.
He has such a superhero chin.
He looks like we always said, he should have played Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ben Affleck.
Sorry. Mark Hamill.
I just can't hear him saying, I will fucking kill you, though.
Yeah, and that's everyone knows that's Batman's famous catchphrase.
You listen here. No. I will fucking kill you. That's how you would say it.
And yet, when Harley Quinn died in my arms, she said, make sure you kill him, and I will fucking kill you.
What is death but the last frontier? A loved one gone. Did you watch Mad Men?
No.
Oh, okay. But that,
I
that,
should.
That's kind of what it's
what
about.
What should I... If I haven't watched... I haven't watched Sopranos, Mad Men, or The Wire... The three, like, ultimate white
Which
dude
Soprano
shows.
Which Soprano is then Mad Men because it's the same creator.
Okay.
Well, same head writer from like season four.
Same universe.
Well, yeah, it's in America. It's in the USA CU. Why is good, but I think it's like, I don't think it's aged as well.
Jillian Jacobs, Zazie Beetz.
Yeah.
Who else is in it? It's a lot of people.
That's fun.
Yeah. Mahershala Ali. Mae Whitman, like Clancy Brown.
Everybody.
Yeah. And then like Jonathan Groff, Ezra Miller.
Oh, wow. Speaking of The Flash.
Yeah. So you wrote
chokehold on the.
Yeah. You wrote an article about. Oh, the Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Mm. Oh, that's what we... Yeah, that ZSJL.
Yep, everyone. That's what everyone calls it.
Zestjel.
And I just want to know, last time you wrote an article on it, you got doxxed.
Yeah, I didn't get doxxed this time.
Because you were pretty... I saw like a few comments like, what was the writer of this 4 years old? Yeah,
but I didn't like review the movie per se.
So yeah, you interviewed Alexi who...
Yeah, no, I did review it, but I think the other one was like, this is a waste of money. And I kind of...
And you were like, studios shouldn't listen to fans like this.
Yeah, which yeah. I still agree with.
I definitely agree with.
But I wasn't as critical of... It was less about the criticism and it was more about what someone thought of the film who hadn't seen it. But there's still some jabs in there.
So yeah, you interviewed...
I didn't say I liked the movie at all. I was like, I thought it was horseshit.
You interviewed Alexi because he never saw the 2017 version.
He went in with virginal eyes.
What was it like seeing this mess?
Yeah, he was like, it was pretty incomprehensible in parts. But he liked that, like the concept of an artist getting to show their vision.
Yeah.
Cause he's a big old film buff, you know, and I'm more of a connoisseur of like pizza and energy drinks. So I'm like, you know, I just didn't like the movie. I just think it's stupid.
It's baffling how many people like,
yeah, but how many people actually like it?
Or are just scared of people coming? Come for me. I know no one's coming for me.
Come for me. Dox me. I'll say my address. I won't. I had a stalker last year. I can't say my address. They're probably listening. Shit.
Damn it.
It's trash.
It's so... I mean, we should stop bringing it up, to be honest. But like...
It's just more stuff comes out each day about it.
Because yeah, we got the
Zack Snyder saying like that thing about like, so because someone was like, I don't understand why Darkseid doesn't know where Earth is after he came there,
and he like, was like, he was busy doing other things.
Yeah, it
he
was forgot. So funny. It was equivalent.
And then
of,
everyone's
like,
yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Thanks,
like,
Zack.
Oh, cool. Yeah, they're like, no, he was busy conquering worlds. It's like, yeah, but the anti-life equation was on this one. It was also the home of the mother boxes. I think we spoke about it last week. My favorite bit still is when like, Steppenwolf like booty calls him and is like, oh, there's no Kryptonian there anymore. And it's like, Superman was like 35. Like, you had another 900 years where he wasn't there.
Yeah.
So stupid.
So, the Suicide Squad trailer. Well,
to me, this was funny because like immediately 2 days after the movie, or a week after the film came out, Warner Brothers dropped the Suicide Squad trailer, which to me is them saying like, yeah, we're going forward, not talking about the Snyderverse anymore. Like, trying to steer the conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were kind of like, here it is. Here's your week of pretending you've seen like the Godfather Part 2 of movies. And now we're moving forward with this.
Yeah, totally.
But I've no also the Snyderverse. Have you seen they've been review bombing Godzilla because Warner Brothers made it? So they've been review bombing it going, we're giving you 2%. And the comments like, restore the Snyderverse and we will review this movie better.
So I'm very
just like the fucking worst people.
I'm very surprised that... I'm on the official trailer. Mm. Oh, this is on movie coverage.
Take me to the OG one.
I want to see that on the Warner Brothers account on YouTube. I want to see if every comment is about.
You know what? They've probably got Snyder Cut in a filter.
Movie cover. Here we go.
They're probably
Warner Brothers
in
Pictures. There's no.
There you go.
Where?
Oh, that says Sylvester Stallone. Not
Snyder. There's no Snyder.
Yeah, I reckon they've got a auto word filter thing.
Don't do Snyder stuff.
No, I think they've just got like if you type in the word like Zack or Snyder,
doesn't approve it.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, I know people were very, very excited. Like, you know, they were like, okay, now they're going to restore the Ayer cut,
the Snyderverse, and the Ayerverse. Yeah,
it's like, no,
but isn't there already like an extended Suicide Squad when the Blu-ray or something came out with like 20 minutes in it?
Yeah, I think it's just like they just want like because obviously like Zack Snyder's Justice League, it was like him going like, I'm not going to edit a single like every single scene I shot is going to make it into
which
this movie.
Has never happened.
Which is why it's 4 hours long.
Yeah, like and it's not a movie. And like, so it's now, a piece of content.
And so now the people that like that want to see David Ayers, they don't want to see his vision. They just want to see every scene he shot.
Well, now it's become, and, like I said, it's political. It's like freedom of speech now. They're like, you know what I mean? It's like now, it's almost like they've done an FOI, like a freedom of information. And they're like, I need to know what, you, it's your, my right as a DCEU fan to know every scene that was shot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like the fan, like once the fans start like making transactions or demands like that, it becomes like, why do we do this?
Yep. So there's the new trailer, which is out now.
Yeah.
Again, another, it's been a night of crazy casts because this cast is enormous too. And I feel great. Like we're going to see so many of them just die, which is
oh, for sure.
what the first movie was lacking. We saw that
we need to see like one person standing by the end, like Harley Quinn.
Yeah. I'm very happy to see her show up in
love
things
it. Like,
now.
She's like the thread for the DC films now. It's great. She owns that role so well.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, it's just so funny. Like she's been through so much shit in that. Like, she survived the worst movie ever, Suicide Squad.
Yeah. And Birds of Prey was
Birds of Prey
movie got, that came out and like COVID fucked it over. And then it was just like no one, you know, got review bombed or something.
Yeah. And it wasn't. And I feel like now people kind of celebrate it. But like, I feel like this is finally going to be the movie where everyone has her back.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
John Cena just looks like Cena, so good in
and
this.
And so Cena, we're also getting the TV series.
Yeah,
spin-off.
He's getting a show.
That's cool.
Yeah. Him and James Gunn are making it.
But yeah, so I think if you go back to the first,
Rick Flag even looks good in this.
Yeah.
Compared to the like army man. This is Katana. I hope there's a line where he says this is Katana.
Yeah. Her sword traps souls.
Her sword traps the souls of men. And then never spoken about again. That movie is so funny.
If you go back to like the first episodes of Hey Fam, I remember like us seeing the...
remember it was
the trailer.
Yeah, it was made by
like, oh, the trailer looks pretty fun.
Looks fun.
Like, and like this trailer also looks fun. So I'm like...
I'm weary as hell.
I know.
It is James Gunn though, and apparently he has final edit.
Yeah. Massive cast.
Jai Courtney, absolute king.
He was like one of the few things I liked about the original movie.
Captain Boomerang was great.
Yeah.
It's a bummer we don't get Slipknot again. Or Killer Croc watching the BET channel in jail.
Oh, that was right. Man, that was... And then also the Latino
the
guy.
Flame, what was his name again?
I don't know, Pyro, Tech, something like that.
Yeah, and it was just like stereotypes.
No, something starts with A.
Stereotypes that David Ayer has seen on like a Vice documentary where his characters in Suicide Squad.
What a movie, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how was Godzilla vs. Kong? Do you want to review bomb it right here, right now?
Yeah. I stood up halfway through and just chanted Restore the Snyderverse and had some signs made. No, it was exactly what it said it would do. It was Godzilla versus King Kong.
Is Peter Jackson's King Kong part of this? No, right.
It's not part of the legendary MonsterVerse.
So where does it start? The Bryan
Cranston? Theatrical release or storyline?
Where does the storyline start?
Kong Skull Island set in the 70s.
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, theatrical release. What's the first movie going back?
Godzilla by Gareth Edwards, who did Rogue One.
That's the one with...
Yeah, and Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. A lover's in it, so it's kind of weird because they're like kissing and you're like, ew. So it came out like a little after Age of Ultron.
Oh, wait. So Aaron Taylor, what's his name?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
They're both in it and they're like lovers.
Johnson is significantly easier to say than what's his name.
Whatever. Yeah.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, that one first, and then Kong Skull Island.
Yep.
Who's by that dude who's doing like...
Metal Gear, apparently, yeah.
Then the third one, Jordan which Vogt everyone Voigt. Hates, yeah. King of Monsters.
Who did that? Why does everyone hate it?
I don't know. Everyone's just like, I didn't watch it. I've watched the other two. And then I was like, do I need to watch this? And
so I haven't seen any of them.
Godzilla is really... I really like Godzilla. I think that's like one of the best takes.
I want to see...
By a non, like, Japanese...
Directed and co-written by Michael Dougherty. Oh god, so he worked.
Oh wow,
he
X-Men
did a screenplay
Apocalypse.
For X2, which is all right. Superman Returns,
it's
never
a stinker.
And X-Men Apocalypse.
Yikes. Yeah, he sucks. I don't know why he
Well, that's
this.
So funny. He trick or treat
and
Krampus and then Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Yeah, they have this thing where they like tapping like horror movie makers. Remember like Gareth Edwards directed like low budget horror movie?
Yeah, right.
Good. What's the Gareth Edwards one? Like, how's that received? It'll be there in like the MonsterVerse or whatever. Yeah,
MonsterVerse.
It's probably the second healthiest cinematic universe after MCU.
It's so funny. that it seems to have kind of crept up to this.
Yeah.
Kind of slowly.
And all roads led to it. You know, this is exactly what fucking DC should have done. The fourth movie is the Versus, not the second.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Also, Aaron Taylor Johnson, right?
Yeah, Ken Watanabe. That's right.
Elizabeth Olsen.
And it's all linked because there's this like...
Bryan Cranston, yeah.
Like this thing called like Monarch, and they're like a government agency, like the SHIELD almost, who like know about these titans on Earth.
Right.
And some are for and some are against. Like some are like, oh, we should harness them and their power. And others are like, no, we need to like blow them up. Critical response. There you go. Very positive. Or decidedly well...
Mostly positive. Largely positive.
Wow, I'm seeing a lot of...
So it's like around like 6.7 out of 10. So it's, yeah.
7.6 out of 10. There you go. 76%.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I think it's good. I don't know. Shin Godzilla, I still think is like God tier Godzilla film.
Have you, like, okay, having seen this, did you go into this like going, I want Godzilla or I want Kong to win?
Well, I'm a Godzilla fan.
Well, we're weebs. So yeah.
Yeah, and I've always like Godzilla, like a giant lizard to me is just cooler than a giant ape. Because apes are already pretty big. You see them and they're bigger than you.
Sure.
Lizards are small.
Yeah, but dinosaurs are big.
But I haven't seen one.
Okay, right.
Like, I can read about
them. You've been to the zoo and seen the Komodo dragon?
Yeah, but
big.
That's still like...
Don't let them bite you.
No, you can't.
You'll get infected.
But, yeah,
you could lose an arm.
He has like atomic breath. You know, right. He has like that cool noise. Like, he's like Godzilla
screen. What if Godzilla was just a giant Komodo dragon who you should avoid in case he bites you because you might get infected and lose a limb?
But no, Kong in this is cool. He gets a weapon. He has an axe. It's made out of like a Godzilla, like... Like one of Godzilla's types, like spine, like...
Oh, yeah, things. Right. Cause it's like sick. A bone axe. Yeah, it's that's sick. Bad.
Like one of his like thing, like Stegosaurus and plates.
Do they both have like human friends or...
Godzilla not so much.
Okay.
But Kong has like can speak sign language, of course, to like a young girl.
Right.
But it's less about the humans. They're in it, just furthering the plot, but it's just pushes you to like dumb set pieces where... Just like beat the shit out of each other. Yeah, it's sick.
Is it super long?
Nah, I don't think so. Maybe like under 2 hours. Trust, the last movie I saw too was Zack Snyder's Justice League. So
yeah.
Seems like a walk in the park.
I want to know how long it is. Just under 2 hours. You're right. Hour, 53 minutes. That's a reasonable amount of time. I don't want...
Yeah, no post-credits scene.
I don't want humans in this. I want like...
It's like Millie Bobby Brown, Kyle Chandler.
That's good.
There's some people in it. Paperboy.
Okay, yeah, cool. He's in
the
everything.
The New Zealand fat kid from Deadpool 2 and Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yep.
Who else? Yeah, just Alexander Skarsgård.
Julian Dennison.
The chick from Iron Man 3. Who's
Rebecca
like that.
Hall?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. Yeah, it's fine. Do you want me to like tell you something that's in it? Spoiler, like I guess.
Proper spoiler? Or?
Yeah.
Well, is this going to be something that will convince me to go and see it?
No, I mean, do you want to go see it?
Like, is it... Well, you mean, like, is it another monster that shows up?
Yeah.
What, can I guess?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to guess, and it might be a spoiler, so skip forward 30 seconds.
Yeah.
King Ghidorah.
No.
Mothra.
No. They've already been in them, I think.
Okay, right.
It's like another famous thing from the Godzilla lore.
Matthew Broderick.
Yes.
He drives drives
Hank
a car.
Hank Azaria shows up playing a stereotyped...
Some, like, from Godzilla...
Well, like from the lore, like a thing from Godzilla.
Like another monster?
Yeah, you could call it that.
Oh, Mecha Godzilla. Mad. The Mecha Metal one.
Gets real like Evangelion. Someone like pilots it remotely and like syncs up to it and like it's sick. It's so dumb. I was laughing at that point.
Do you remember Pacific Rim?
Well, I was going to say this is like, of course I love the first Pacific Rim. I think it's sick.
So, is the second one no good? I never
saw it.
Second
one's trash.
Okay, right.
Second one was
that's the one with our boy in it.
He plays the son of Idris Elba who died in the first one.
Oh, okay, right.
The first one is so stupid and fun. It's like the closest, I'm glad that like I never want them to make an Evangelion film. I don't think they will ever. I remember like at one point Weta was trying to do it and Peter Jackson.
Fuck.
There was heinous concept art. Have you seen it?
I feel like I like that like Taika Waititi seems to have moved away from Akira.
Stop doing this. What was it? Weta Evangelion. But
what's Weta?
Oh, it's
I thought you said Whedon.
No, Weta. No, the Whedon cut. Josh Whedon to Evangelion.
Josh Whedon.
These are the like designs that they had. Oh wow, it's on Ain't It Cool News. But it was like, you know, the Evangelions themselves look fine. Like, it's hard to... But then it was set in, obviously, America.
Oh, yeah,
Tokyo.
Of course. Yeah.
There you go. Like, the classic, let's set it in a place. Like, and now it just looks like AI and not like...
How funny that they're making a Ghost of Tsushima so movie. Funny.
I hope they have Japanese accents and speak in English. Look, that doesn't look like Evangelion at all, does it?
No, you're even right,
though it's
yeah.
just like, but the character design. Look, that doesn't look like Nerve.
Yeah, you have like the most iconic designs ever. Yeah. Just like watered down.
So the Evangelions themselves, pretty fine.
I love those, some of those drawings of the Evangelions.
But like, the people, they call, they're like, yeah.
Man, she's thick though.
Yeah, they made them thick. Hey, at least they've got.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my God. Oscar was called Kate Rose.
Kate Rose. Oh my
Look
God.
Look at that. They're like 40 year olds.
That is the worst design.
Anyway, I hate it.
Look up, yeah. WETA, like Weta Evangelion.
They look like shit cosplayers.
Concept art.
Misato.
Yeah, wow. That sucks.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't look like Evangelion, you know?
That's a cool image, though, if it's of something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just like Pacific Rim's the closest. Have you seen that?
No.
There's like an anime out now or something on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I say anime, but it's probably
it's
like
a hentai.
Avatar.
Pacific Rim.
Like anime. And I'm not talking about...
Would you... If you had to pick one of the units, one of the Evangelions to rim you, who would you pick?
One. It's got that huge horn.
Oh, so you want the horn in there? Well, he's got a big tongue too, right?
They all do. They're right. All like, yeah. I'd get Unit 1 for sure.
Who's the, which Evangelion?
Or Unit 13. Oh, it's not Unit. Evangelion 13.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which you haven't seen.
Looking forward to seeing that arms. So I can imagine it rimming me.
Four arms. So lots of things to touch. Two pilots as well. So you know there's one other person in there.
So do you think we'll get another Godzilla movie? Like, do you imagine where it will go from here? Or
yeah, I think so. I mean, this is on HBO Max. I mean, I guess it comes down to money.
Hmm.
One thing I liked about this was like a bright looking blockbuster. There's like a fight in Hong Kong and it's all lit up at night. It's like neon, like just giant fucking kaiju walking around, picking up like buildings and using them as baseball bats.
Where, is this set in Tokyo ever or no?
This one isn't. The first one is.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, the first one's set in Tokyo. Bryan Cranston's over there as like a scientist working at like a power plant or some shit. I don't know if King of Monsters is. I don't know, but... Yeah, this one isn't set in Tokyo at all.
It's set in New York or something.
No, it's set in like Hong Kong and Florida and Skull Island.
The Holy Trinity.
And the center of the Earth, which is sick. It's kind of like a Mario Galaxy thing. It's like an Earth inside Earth, but the sky is like the ground.
Oh, that sounds fun.
A sphere, and it actually looks kind of cool.
Who directed this one?
I think it's another guy who's come from like a horror background.
Adam Wingard.
He came from horror.
Oh, he did Death Note movie.
Oh, man, that Death Note movie sucks shit.
He's doing the new Face Off.
Which is apparently going to be like a Lego sequel, like starring Nick Cage and John Travolta.
A thriller film called The Guest?
Face Off?
That's so funny. Why did they choose this guy to do?
Dude, I know. They always pick low budget. People who've made like low budget horror films.
He's a mumblecore icon, apparently.
Oh, wow.
He directed a movie called Autoerotic with Joe Swanberg.
Damn. How would it be if Godzilla was like a mumblecore film?
He did a horror comedy called Homesick.
Getting your dink sucked by Mothra.
Getting rimmed.
Getting rimmed by Mothra.
Pacific Rimmed by Mothra.
Pacific Rim is sick. It's so stupid. You seen it?
No, you've already asked me.
Oh, yeah. You should watch it.
Okay.
It's like the best live action anime without ever like appropriating too much. Just enough.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Just enough. There's some Japanese kids in it.
Did you like Alita? That's on Battle Angel.
Yeah, Alita was sick.
I like the comic, but I've never
known. Yeah, Alita's dope. I thought that was a good like use of making a chick have big eyes. it was sick.
It's Robert, what's his name?
Yeah, man. It's
Robert,
it's
what's his last name?
Boba Fett, Robert Rodriguez.
Yes, Boba Fett.
James Cameron produced.
Yep.
Yeah. Because James Cameron was like threatening to do it for 20 years, but then he just wears Fox motorcycle racing gear now, which is so funny. And he wears Fox and just lives underwater, I think. So he's like Aquaman.
Yeah. And he famously filmed Aquaman in Entourage. Who's the director.
Oh, speaking of Entourage, there's a real life Entourage coming out. Wall Street.
Yeah, man. So we have a lot to talk about. We have to put a pin in it. It's a daily... The last week has been an influx of content.
I've got to go through our messages so I can find...
We only touched on what we want to get through tonight. So in PayFam, obviously all the things we've already talked about, we're going to get back to.
But we're just going
to keep
swear,
referencing again.
And it's going to be no ads.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the same as this.
Oh, fuck. I still heard the funniest ad. There's an ad that Acast are putting on some people's podcast at the moment for Guzman and Gomez.
Oh, sick.
Have you heard it? It's so funny.
What is it?
It's just him like talking about how... Hey, I'm fucking from GYG. Yeah. And like he's talking about Cuisine Gomez. It's like a shitty Mexican.
It's like Chipotle here.
Yeah. I bet you like a third of the people listening are going to get served a Cuisine Gomez ad.
That rules.
But
they're about to go public. I'm going to invest in them.
I should record it next time I hear it because it's really funny. He says some weird catchphrase at the end of the ad.
Hey, as far as fast food goes, I fuck with Guzman.
Yeah, me too. Actually, it's definitely not shitty. It's just like,
yeah.
we have very few good Mexican places. Well,
the creators, I think, came to Australia.
The creators of Mexican food came to Australia
and they're like, there's shitty Mexican here. So I think they started a program where, because you'll notice most employees are like from South America, they're Latin and they're friends of theirs at first and they're like, employ them so they could get like sponsorship here. So I think I remember reading an article on like the Good Weekend about it, but they were like, that was their whole purpose. And it's named after their friends.
Yeah, the first one Newtown. Opened up in Newtown when I lived there. Baby, I went there a lot.
Oh yeah, I remember walking past the launch party. I seeing a movie.
Yes,
with
yeah.
And I was like, oh, and they're like, come on in. And they gave me like a cup of the like
corn
the
chips pork. And salsa and guac. Yeah,
yeah, like the shredded pork and stuff. Oh, I was hell like, yeah, yeah, fuck yeah. No, yeah. It's good. I cashed in my Guzman points this week. I'd spent money there over the last year and they were like, you have $10. Actually, I had it when I saw King of Monsters. I got nachos.
Excellent.
Crammed that in the food court with Noon at Broadway.
So, yeah, obviously more fast food talk, more talk about all that movies, video games, and TV we've already brought up so far.
Oh, yeah. And there's a development.
We didn't talk about the fucking Star Wars news. Fuck.
Okay, we'll say that PayFam.
Yeah. I'm talking about PayFam shit. Oh, yeah. I'm giving a little bit of hype for PayFam this week.
Also, some more food talk. Hog's Breath, the saga continues. And also,
the Hog's Breath, the HeyFam Hog's Breath saga.
Patron saints of HeyFam lore's son is now becoming a barbecue influencer.
Find out who.
Yeah.
No, it's Tom Cruise.
It's Tom Cruise's son.
Tom Cruise's son is going to become a barbecue YouTuber.
Well, he's already got the account. I've been...
Have you been watching it?
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about
it. As we talked about last week, that's our warm-up is barbecue YouTube.
I can't believe now that, yeah, he is now stepping into perhaps the best role since Ethan Hunt.
Wait, he's going to be in it?
No, I mean like since the Cruise family.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like there's
the Cruise
a new...
Cruise lineage, yeah. There's a new Ethan Hunt.
There's a new Ethan Hunt family. And his name is Connor Cruise and he's... Smoking meads, baby. He's doing rubs. He's mentioned the word Traeger. A lot of these trigger words for me watching How to Barbecue. I'm just so
excited.
How to
Barbecue, right.
I'm like I said last week, I'm not joking. Like there needs to be a BBQCU and all these dudes team up.
Yeah, like what do they fight? Like health food?
Yeah, they fight like...
Salad.
Or they fight like traditional media, like cooking shows. You know, the Jamie Olivers, the old guard.
Oh, okay, yeah,
the Gordon
sure.
Ramsays. They're like old guard.
So yeah, I want like the On Your Left Endgame moment with all of the all cooking YouTubers.
And I want Guy to
up.
Then actually join the barbecue influencers. Yeah. That's where he belongs.
Yes.
He's like, he switches sides.
I love it.
Fuck, I love Guy Fieri.
So we've also got, yes, obviously the big Star Wars Kenobi cast got announced. It's all about casts this week. So many good casts.
Podcasts.
You broke your arm, got a cast.
I could break it between now and the end of the episode.
Also want to talk about some big news, obviously, the Jamie Kennedy. We made it happen. We manifested.
You made this happen. If you're going to listen to PayFam, you made this happen.
So
you all jumped on board.
Yeah, we basically willed into existence.
Well, we review bombed. We son of mass bombed.
Yes.
We ID bombed.
So Jamie Kennedy a while ago did on his YouTube channel like, hey, I'm going to make like a behind the scenes documentary series on my YouTube channel about a movie I've been in, what it was like. And I was like, yeah.
It was a poll. He was like, Scream, Jamie Kennedy Experiment, Son of the Mask, and some other dog shit movie.
Some stuff, yeah. Oh, there was, what's the Miami?
Oh, Malibu's Most Wanted.
Malibu's Most Wanted, that's the one.
And then that was winning for a while and Scream. And then
we called upon everyone. We
retweeted every day.
Yeah, and we made Son of the Mask win.
At one point, it was 13% of the four votes, and I think it ended in like the high 60s, early 70s.
he didn't make it for so long. I was so worried he wasn't going to.
I thought he wasn't going to, but it seems like he's actually, for the first time, put effort into a video. This comes across as like heartfelt.
Dude, I really liked it.
Same.
Yeah, okay, cool. So
I sympathize with him in it, and I hate him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, we're going to be talking about the new Son of the Mask YouTube series, part one.
Which means there's going to be at least five, I think.
He said four? Yeah. But
it's the biggest thing he's done. Yeah, you know, to tease you, listener, in the opening like minute, he mentions
Game
Awards and the New Year special.
All these things that we've roasted him for on previous episodes
of
Hey Fam.
It was the first time I'd seen him as a human and not like a disgruntled, radicalized celebrity.
Yep.
I was like, oh... Yeah, he's had a pretty shit career.
So look, you've got an amazing episode so far, but it's going to keep being amazing. Come continue the conversation with us. Every week we do two episodes of Hey Fam. The first one you just listened to, and the second one is called Pay Fam. It costs $5 a month to access a second full-length episode of Hey Fam. It's going to be at least an hour long. We're going to be talking about Jamie Kennedy, all those movies, some Star Wars casting news. What does Angus think about the Safdie brother in Star Wars Kenobi? We'll find out over at patreon.com/heyfam. $5 a month. It's all it costs to get an extra episode. That's patreon.com/heyfam. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your morning, and I'll see you over in PayFam. Bye.
Hey! Bam! 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 Bam!
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.